Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 1, 14 to 19. Genesis 1, 14 to 19. And God said, "Let there be light in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. My theme for reflection is God's purposeful design. In Genesis 1, 14 to 19, the narrative unfolds as God creates the celestial bodies, the sun, moon, and stars. These luminaries serve various purposes, from marking seasons and days to illuminating the night. This act of creation underscores God's meticulous order in the cosmos, revealing His intentional design and purpose for every element. My dear friends, as we contemplate the celestial narrative, it invites us to recognize God's meticulous orchestration, not only in the vastness of the cosmos, but also in the intricate details of our own lives. The order established in the heavens mirrors the order God desires for our faith journeys, a purposeful design that guides our days and our nights. From this text, we can learn two lessons as follows. The first is about God's guiding light. Just as the sun and moon provide light to the earth, God desires to be the guiding light in our lives. His purposeful design offers clarity and direction in the midst of life's complexities. The second is about seasons of faith. The celestial bodies mark seasons, and likewise our faith journeys have distinct seasons. Recognizing and embracing these seasons allows us to navigate them with trust, knowing that God's purpose is being fulfilled. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can you allow God to be the guiding light in your life, providing clarity and direction in the midst of life's complexities? Two, reflect on the current season of your faith journey. In what ways can you embrace and trust God's purposeful design during this specific season? Heavenly Father, as we marvel at the celestial wonders of Genesis, we acknowledge your purposeful design in the cosmos and our lives. Illuminate our paths with your guiding light, bringing clarity and direction to our journey. In each season, help us trust in your meticulous orchestration, knowing that your divine order is unfolding. May our lives reflect the beauty of your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.